Let's get to some other world news now. When Facebook's parent company Meta has announced it will be sacking more than 11,000 employees, that's around 13% of a reduction in its workforce. CEO Mark Zuckerberg says he hired more staff during the pandemic, but revenue has now slowed down. The company has extended a hiring freeze. For more on this, let's speak to Chris Stockel-Walker in Newcastle in the UK. He's a technology journalist and author. Chris, thanks so much for being on this NewsHour. Firstly, what's your reaction to this news, particularly in the wake of Twitter's sackings last week?
Yeah, it is incredibly unfortunate news, and I think indicates just how much struggle there is for tech companies right now to retain and keep staff at a time when things are really, really tough for them. Obviously, Meta's layoffs, 11,000 people, dwarfs Twitter's, although when you look at the actual proportion of the company, this is something like 13% of the organisation. It's almost 90,000 people that Meta employs worldwide. But we have indications that, you know, some of these cuts will come in recruiting, in other different areas, and largely it seems because Mark Zuckerberg, the founder and CEO of Meta, says due to the pandemic and changing priorities, which is a huge shift for this, but obviously big for the tech company and the big tech sector in the world.
Chris, for years Meta has been a powerhouse company. What do these layoffs indicate about the state of the company, and particularly given its stock has dropped more than 72% this year?
Yeah, I think it shows a sort of stagnation of sorts with Meta. We know that they made their name off the back of social media. Obviously, lots of us knew the company in its previous guise as Facebook. It also owned Instagram and also WhatsApp, two key communication tools that we use day in, day out. But really, Meta, Facebook in general, has kind of been stalling for a while. Facebook, the app, the service and the website, hasn't seen that many users joining it ever since pretty much the last 5 or 10 years. It's kind of got a reputation now as being very, very uncool. And in its place, Mark Zuckerberg is, I suppose, trying to find a future for the company that most people disagree with, which is this all-out pursuit of the metaverse. It's why they renamed their company in recent years to try and better represent, I suppose, what they want it to be. But for most people, they don't really seem to want to live in the metaverse. And you know, Zuckerberg has kind of acknowledged that this is the new direction for the company, and like it or lump it, you have to take it.
Yes, I wanted to talk to you about the metaverse. Firstly, I think you'll need to explain to me and the rest of the audience what that actually means. But will those sort of investment in this virtual reality type technology all be in vain, do you think?
Yeah, well, let's take the latter first. Yes, I think so, because I think most people don't like the idea of the metaverse, and partly because of what's involved with it, which is helpful for us to explain that. So you have to slap on a pair of virtual reality goggles, which costs an awful lot of money, some of them more than $1,000. You then have to plug yourself into a computer. You have to create a virtual representation of yourself, which takes time and effort, and then go around an environment, a graphical environment, that doesn't look as good as the real world at the minute. And I think that's one of the many reasons why Meta is really going to struggle, because ultimately people don't want to have to go through hassle for an inferior version of reality, which is what at present the metaverse plans to be. And it's worth thinking that this is a huge bet for Mark Zuckerberg. He is essentially staking the future of his company on this, and because in large part of that, 11,000 people now have lost their jobs.
Really appreciate your thoughts and your analysis. As always, Chris Stockel-Walker, a technology journalist and author, thank you so much.